Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ram-a-lam. Ram-a-lam, Black Betty had a tail.
Black
Betty. I said, what the man? Whoa, Black Betty. Black Betty was a bad mamma jamma. They made a song about it. I still be getting played. Golly. Go ahead, Black Betty.
Am I Black Betty?
How? You're not Black Betty.
Damn. Two pros You're and a Jonas. Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. No matter where you are making us a part of your Wednesday morning, we appreciate you doing so. We'll be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. So I was looking into possums. Lee DeLapp was throwing out a bunch of fun facts about possums last hour. Okay. And they can get, it's rare, but they can get rabies.
Yeah, I sent a clip to Lee. Lee most likely Google searched and the first thing he found was the Humane Society, which they tend to paint certain animals in a very favorable light. A wolverine, they'd be like, oh, it's not that harmful.
Yeah.
It won't rip your entire face off, but it will.
Feel free to feed it. You know, like, everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
Nasty. You can give it a potato chip.
Possums can be nasty, I'm telling you.
They have a lower body temperature than most because it's a marsupial, so therefore they don't carry rabies.
Thanks for reading the text I sent you, Lee.
Well, I'm reading the text that you sent me, but I actually knew that already. I did not get it from there. Yeah.
But then, Lee,
did you know that killer whales are actually porpoises?
Yeah. I actually learned that from you. Yeah. And then I looked into it, and you were right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know. I just look at this, and I go, if they've got to write up multiple articles to try and sell you on how docile and cool possums are, then that's something that, if it comes into your home, deserves to get lit up. Yep. And that's
you're so non-violently valent. You're not valent.
If a possum goes in the house,
you're peaceful.
Okay. All right. Lock me and a possum in a room together. Who's coming out alive? Especially if I've if I've got some nunchucks, a half stick of dynamite, and a shiv. You don't think I could take care of business?
You're just talking.
Please,
you know
man.
What you would do? Like, listen, I've seen the way you handled roaches. You give roaches grace, let alone now I will say this. The one that you would have to be worried about if a possum came in is Lee. I seen Lee obliterate a bat's head.
Yeah, but he
killed that bat.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to.
He was chasing that bat down, whether he meant to or not. He was the only one that was about that business to get that bat. You know what you was doing? Sitting your ass down and not. Oh, look at the bat!
First of all, look at the bat.
You know what I was doing? Ah, look at the bat! It's going to turn into a person. It's Count Dracula.
Yeah, but Lee can't come out and commit bat slaughter and then try and claim that it was intentional afterwards.
It
that was an accidental
matter.
Death.
He went out there and got in the trenches. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. He got out in the trenches, and the end result was a bat that had its head smashed off. I mean, that's just what it was. He did it.
Well,
and that's how I know you ain't about that life, Jonas. You talking about all this. If it was a possum, You saved a roach. I've seen you do it on numerous. Like, what did you do with the roach? You said, I'm returning him back to the street.
I didn't save the roach. What a lie. I did not save a roach.
Like, you said, look.
I escorted him outside. I escorted him outside. And I said, I escorted him outside and I said, hey, go wake up the security guard. We need some help in this building. That's all I did. There was no saving. I was trying to put him to work a little bit here. So. And by the way, I'm letting every possum know that's listening. You come into my house and you're going straight in the garbage disposal, and I will turn that switch and I will chew that thing up.
I saved a baby possum once.
Did you?
Yeah, nursed him to health and everything.
How'd you nurse him to health?
Well, he was out in the rain. He was abandoned by the mom. It was a baby possum. Brought him in, gave him some milk. And returned him to like
was
some.
Whole?
I need a visual. How did you give him
more
milk?
Calcium than milk?
Hold on a second.
How did you give him milk?
Wait a second.
A bottle?
Is this Todd's origin story? Like, what are we talking about?
Did you breastfeed?
Yeah.
Can you imagine Lee breastfeeding?
Went ABF.
Damn.
I learned that term today, ABF.
He said this was Todd Lee's their story together.
Brady has to be breastfed the possum.
I'm trying to picture Lee nursing this possum back to health.
Yeah, I got a little towel, a little box, you know, got him all warm and dried him up, and then I forget who I called, but I called
somebody. What'd you feed him with? How'd you feed him milk?
Yeah, what type? Was it Similac?
Here's the thing, bro, you don't have any bottles lying around, all right? Trust me.
That's true. It was, well, I forget how I did it. I think I got it like a rag damp with milk, and then I kind of like put drops in them. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I forget how I did it.
He gave it a White Russian.
And it lived?
I don't know how long it lived, but I got somebody came and took it. They probably just threw it away.
You gave it half of your White Russian and counted that
as
milk.
Don't mess with my possum, man.
Are y'all not listening to what this man just said? I just dipped it in milk and was dripping it.
I forget how I did it.
That possum's dead.
He's long gone
in possum heaven.
That was a brutal death for that possum.
I rescued a baby.
He was probably doing just fine out there.
You sealed the fate of that possum.
You actually stole from his family.
That could have definitely happened. I don't know.
Dang.
Yeah, well.
Alrighty then.
Hey, now we know. Now
that concludes our conversation. We've cleared it up. Possums.
And by the way, is it possum or opossum? Why do they try and make them Irish? That's the part I don't understand. Is it? It's a possum. Well, because like some people call it an opossum, and then other people call it a possum.
I've never heard it called an opossum.
Well, it's spelled like opossum.
I just don't understand how they're marsupials, but they look just like rodents.
Right,
it's like a bigger version of a rodent. Like what makes it a marsupial over a rodent? I don't get it.
Like a koala looks like a marsupial. Like
how is that a bear?
You want to hug it.
A possum,
I just want to throw in a wood chipper. Like I have no interest in getting close to it, feeding it milk, nothing.
They don't, man. They're very horrible, like road kills too, because they already look dirty and mingy anyway. Like it's just like, ugh. And you feel bad for them because you're like, that possum is not, like, I'll see him out at night when I'm driving in the woods. Like, you're not going to make it, bro. You're just not, like the worst place for a possum to be is, like, crossing a street for some reason. Like, they're the ones, you know? They're the ones that get it unnecessarily. I don't know.
No.
Sad, man. Yeah. Shouts out to all the possums out there, man. Y'all be careful out there, man. Stay up.
Possum.
You know, stay up. Be safe.
Yeah.
You know? All right, look both ways.
Look out for Lee trying to snatch you, by the way, too.
That was the truth of the story now. Lee is a possum snatcher.
Damn. Wow.
What else you doing with them possums, Lee? A lot of information coming out on people these days.
Is there?
They ain't living right.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Trying to find that pouch.
Jesus.
What the hell did you just say?
See, the truth. Look.
I'm looking at marsupials.
You're trying to get up in that pouch? Is that what you said?
That's what he said.
Damn.
That's what he said. Dang, Lee.
You're out here trying to...
Hey, be ready, Lorena. You haven't had to dump us yet.
I know.
It's coming.
I've been on my best behavior.
Pause.
That was gross.
All right. So from hey, so Brady, you've done the math on this. Tom Brady's veering close, or I don't know how close, but trending towards being a billionaire. Is that what we're looking at here?
I heard from a bird that his big thing right now in life is just trying to be a billionaire. And he's going to get close to it when you're making $37.5 million a year over a 10-year deal with Fox. At least that was what was reported. That'll get you there. That'll help get you there. But what's really become a storyline that hasn't got enough attention, in my opinion, is Tom Brady and Mark Davis, as we know, they're buddies. And Mark Davis has agreed to let Tom Brady invest into the Las Vegas Raiders for, I believe it's 10%. That of which I think Tom Brady will have 7% of. So he's got a group that might be coming along with him, or some other folks that might be investing with him. But if you do the math on all of this, and if we're saying that the franchise for the Las Vegas Raiders is worth $5.8 billion, that would lend us to look at Tom Brady then and saying he's essentially been able to invest that 7%, which comes out to about $406 million of equity of the $5.8 billion. So when you're talking about being worth $1 billion, yeah, I mean, there you go. He's got a 7% of equity within the Las Vegas Raiders, which gets you to about $500 million. You put on what he already, you know, I don't know how he's financing this. I don't know if he's done cash, if he's, you know, got some other people he's raising it with, whatever the case may be. You're putting your money into things that, you know, will appreciate in value over time. You'd have to imagine, too, this puts him in position to become a majority owner of the team. If Mark Davis doesn't leave it to anyone else, so maybe he's looking at Tom Brady being the one to take over. And so if he gets a majority stake of this team, boom, there you have it. He becomes a billionaire. So if that's his biggest goal, this is a giant leap to close to putting himself in a position to become a billionaire.
Do it right. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Do the quote.
This is one small step for Tom Brady.
Small.
One giant leap for NFL football kind.
Yeah, there it is.
Because it also opens the door to the thought that if Tom Brady can, now granted it is Tom Brady's the greatest ever, but if he can, maybe there's some other players too who have relationships with owners where they can get these, you know, minority equity stakes. And eventually this could roll over into a player wanting to, you know, own the team and put together a group to own the team.
So. Doesn't John Stallworth have a piece of the Steelers, and Warwick Dunn has a piece of like the Atlanta Falcons? I know there are. Those are the first two that come to mind in terms of guys.
I don't know. I do not know that.
Yeah, if there was one guy that I would say, there's two in particular actually. Outside of Tom Brady, that would be three. But Curtis Martin, if you've ever met him and know like how he's moving, I would think that he would possibly be one of the first to be a former player that becomes a majority owner. And Warwick Dunn. Warwick Dunn has quietly been that guy in Atlanta for quite some time.
He spent $9 million of his own personal wealth to get a 1% share of the franchise.
Who's that? Warwick? Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. So,
which is like kind of like I look at it like that's a small step for, you know, your, I don't want to say your kind, that would have came off incorrectly. I'm just not going to try to say that quote at all. I'm gonna leave that to Q. But I'm just saying that's a pretty cool. It's a pretty cool approach. if you ask me, because you get that 1%, you're building a relationship with a guy like Arthur Blank, and who knows where that goes. You know, he's very beloved. He's very respected. The city respects him. And who knows if that becomes a situation where he's like, you know, we're gonna lead this team to you. Now, I don't know how that works, but
do you know how much his investment is worth now?
How much?
$47 million.
Dang.
The Atlanta Falcons are currently, this is based on Forbes' estimation of the value of the franchise. They're estimated to be $4.7 billion. So he's turned that $9 million into $47 million of equity value.
Good for him.
Over the over a decade and a half.
I mean, I would assume that would give you the chops to be able to bring in a group that would go in with you to become the owner of the team, and you would have the inside track of getting approved by the ownership to be the owner of the team. That's what I would assume. But anyways, back to Tom Brady. That's a guy that you definitely – there's no way you'd look at Tom Brady and say, okay, he wants to become a millionaire, and if it's through doing it with ownership of the Las Vegas Raiders, if it's doing it through, you know, a new way of drinking, you know, pure juice from a vine or from a tree or whatever it may be, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Tom Brady's got that it factor. I'm a big fan of Tom Brady. I've always been. I've never made any type of any. I've always been very upfront about my man crush on Tom Brady. So
yeah.
I wish him well. I hope he gets there, because as he does well, you know, guys like us get to claim him and continue to claim him, you know, because I'm great because he was great.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's just how that works. And if you were wondering why I say that, we're litter mates. You know, he came out in my draft.
You guys were in Lee's possum box together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's you know, it's his draft.
You're in Lee's
now.
Pouch.
It's his draft now, but when we were getting drafted, it was my draft and Courtney's draft, you know, but now it's Tom Brady, you know, and he sadly represented the last player of our draft class. When he retired, that was it. We're all gone.
Yeah, but yeah, you guys had a good run. Gone. You know,
we did have a good run.
Over 20 years, not bad.
We did have a good run. And we have the greatest, the GOAT.
And maybe I'm not looking at this from a business standpoint and more from a personal standpoint when it comes to Brady, but are you surprised that this has been set up for him with the Raiders and not with Robert Kraft and the Patriots?
Like
that,
I am.
Like that, you know, if you wanted Brady to be the successor in ownership with the way Robert Kraft talks about him, like you couldn't find anybody better to take over. Or maybe Brady just thought the business opportunities were greater in Las Vegas and that was part of this. I know he was trying to get there back in 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering why the Raiders make sense to him and not the team that he played so long for that he has such a close relationship with the owner already.
Like, does Robert Kraft have a lineage he's going to pass the team down to?
Well, yeah, I mean, but does Mark Davis have – he doesn't have kids, does he? That makes sense.
I don't know, but probably what makes the most sense. Like, you're positioning yourself to be able to have a crack at it, and you probably want to deal with someone who might not have anyone to pass it down to. So
yeah, to LeVar's point.
If I'm not mistaken, Kraft has like four sons.
So bring it on home. Bring it on around. I know you heard me. Go ahead.
Well,
go
just,
ahead. Go ahead, Jonas.
I mean, if Mark Davis keeps it up, I mean, who knows? Tom Brady could have some.
It's not about if he keeps it up. It's a matter of if he doesn't or if he does, it doesn't matter. He's doing well in that category.
Yeah. Okay. And hard to keep track of, you know, with
I mean, there's
all
no
the,
reason to try.
The just, entourage just he's got with him.
Just respect it. They came
I
out
do
with
love
a movie.
His, some his, of the
Bucky
notes.
Larson, you know?
Some of the notes that come out about Mark Davis. Like, he claims to be a food connoisseur. And his favorite restaurants include Dan Tana's in L.A., which is like, it's good Italian, but it's also like, I don't know.
Like
I don't want to say it's touristy, but yeah, it's just, it's well known, right?
Right.
Joe's Stone Crab in Miami. Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, that's like the spot for stone crab and seafood down there. And then P.F. Chang's. It's like, all right, you picked like the two most touristy spots on each side of the coast, and then you've got P.F. Chang's. Gotcha.
by the way. Petros, I've heard him talk about Dan Tanis as well, too. Maybe we'll get some insight from Petros next hour on Dan Tanis.
Oh, I've had the trick apart there. It's good.
It's good?
Oh, I have to. Like that. I wish I would have gotten in on that game before it became popular to do this, where you do a food thing, because every Italian restaurant I go to, I usually get their chicken parm if they have it. And I've got like a little measuring scale for it. So I've had Dan Tanis. Really? It's very good.
So who's top three?
Or
are we saving that for like...
Yeah, I mean, there might be a post. Okay. Maybe it's when we all three get together, you know?
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, listen, it is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. And you talk about a segment and a half. We started with possums, ended with parm. That's how it's done right here on this show. And in the middle, we talked a little football as well, too. But there it goes, the fun stuff here from the TireRack.com studio. So coming up next here, though, we are going to tell you about how one team in the NFL could be setting up for a major change. It's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up less than 20 minutes from now, we're going to have our midweek awards, a Wednesday tradition, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those will be yours here from the TireRack.com studios. Apparently another one bites the dust. We're getting really close to the Cleveland Browns, one of the storied franchises and storied fan bases in the NFL, making a mistake and putting a dome in. That's unfortunate. When I think of the Browns, I think outdoors, I think weather. Yeah, that's what I think of.
Okay. They won't be the Browns. They'll be the Possums now.
And now we're looking at some options for Cleveland the stadium. They're looking at renovating the current Brown Stadium or building a new dome stadium in some place called Brook Park, Ohio.
Yeah, I could see that.
So apparently those are the options on the table for the Cleveland Browns.
I like it.
It's a damn
build
bummer.
Build a dome.
Everyone wants a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, build a dome.
That's the reality.
I like it.
Look, Brook Park is down near the airport. That would make things kind of easy in regards to flying in for the game and being right there. I think the other thing is if you're Jimmy Haslam, you could probably find a way of building up similar to what other organizations have done, building up out around that specific location for the stadium where you've got retail and hotels and everything else along with it. And the practice facility is right there on the border of it's in Berea, but it's really close to Middleburg Heights. So it's kind of in a strategic location if they ended up going in Brook Park, just because it'd be close to the practice facility, close to the airport, getting in and out for the team stuff. And you really could do a fair amount of development, probably not paying a premium for some of the land in that area. So I could definitely see them moving in that direction, you know, south of the city, depending on if the city doesn't want to partake in giving some sort of, tax incentives to be up there. But it'd be tough to see it not there up there on the lake. But at the same time, you know, the Browns have to do what's best for them. And if they feel like with this team and where things are going with the weather and everything else, it'd be best for them to be in a dome. I'm not against it. I'm not against it for the fans in Cleveland. You know, I think the cool thing is that you've got an owner who's really willing to invest what is going to be hundreds of millions of dollars as a part of this. That's what I think is awesome for the Cleveland Browns fans.
For me, I wasn't always into domes. In fact, I never really thought about domes and like versus no open air. But when I went to see a game in Las Vegas, I was impressed with how it looked. Now, it's not a bad weather place, but obviously they may have like sandstorms or whatever that take place there. But I just start thinking to myself, you know, I know some people are like, it takes away the essence of what being in a football game in a certain time of the year represents. But if you can get people feeling like I just need to get into the stadium and I get to enjoy the game versus, you know, sitting out in the elements, like, okay, for every Kansas City game where, you know, people's, you know, getting frostbitten and stuff like that at a certain point in time of the season, you could actually go in there and enjoy a heat regulated or temperature regulated environment. I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. I think it can, in a lot of ways, make your viewing experience a heightened experience.
You get a Super Bowl too. I mean, that's the thing. It's like Cleveland would be putting itself in position to get a Super Bowl if they build it, which is awesome for the city. It's awesome for fans in Ohio. Probably awesome for the Hall of Fame. Imagine, I mean, obviously it gets a lot of attention during the beginning of the season because of the Hall of Fame inductees, but imagine around a Super Bowl too, the amount of people that would come from all over and probably visit the Hall of Fame that's not too far from there. So there's obviously a bigger picture at play. I do wonder, do you guys think that the Detroit Lions and just how everything looked this year with their playoff run and their team, you know, being brought back from where it was, just because, in all honesty, I mean, these teams have been in a similar position, right? Two cold weather cities, two teams that haven't had much success. And you see what Detroit's done. You see that dome, that atmosphere, the home field advantage. I wonder how much that plays a role, too, in just envisioning, like, what it could look like for Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, it did have a different vibe than, you know, even the Superdome back then when it, like, this Ford Field feels like that's their place, like that's their spot. And you go there and you have to deal with the crowd, and that crowd actually finally having a winner. Like, you, like, remember the home opener against Kansas City? Like, Lions fans traveled to that game. Like, Lions fans got fired up for it. I just wonder if there are some portion of the Browns fan base that goes, Yeah, but the dome isn't us. Like, that's not, like, you know, when the Bills came out and talked about these new stadium plans, we're like, we're not going to have a dome stadium. I think there was a big portion of their fan base that was like, all right, cool, that keeps with who we are. Like, the Bears are talking about building a dome stadium. Like, there's a lot of people that don't want that. They don't want to lose that
appeal. That's so short-sighted.
I mean,
if you could have more concerts, if you could have more other things that are there, why wouldn't you?
Right. I agree with that.
But there's a lot of concerts that still play in Chicago.
There's a lot of haters out here, too. Keep that in mind.
There's a lot of different venues in Chicago. Not every city is like that.
Lollapalooza goes to Soldier Field all the time.
That's true, but they also do it in the summertime.
Yeah. I mean, so what, like you wanted this a year-round.
I'm saying year-round you'd be able to do more, yes.
Yeah, that ain't Chicago.
That's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Yeah,
see,
I just...
You're one of them haters.
No, I like
that
the elements.
That ain't Chicago.
I like the elements.
Dude, you live in Thousand Oaks, California. At no point in your life have you ever actually lived in elements.
What are you talking about? You don't think we deal with the elements out here? I got news for you. Right now?
You guys get a little bit of rain and you freak out like Lee with that possum.
We had hail the other day.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Hail.
Hail?
Hail. Stop messing with my accent.
Yeah, they had hail.
Damn. Let me tell you something.
You had hell the other day.
It was hell. 60% chance of rain this upcoming weekend. You try doing an Easter egg hunt in the rain, right? You don't know what that world's like. We know what it's like out here in Southern California. Deal with the elements. That's what we're looking at this upcoming
Sunday.
You
get really sad when it gets bad out here, too. Like, when it rains, it's like...
That's pathetic.
It really takes it out of you.
That's pathetic.
I'll be honest. Like, from a guy who grew up in PA in the elements, to allow the weather to dictate how you feel...
Dude,
no,
I'm telling
you. I'm not buying that, man.
It was raining really, really good the other day, and I got under my blanket. Like I was afraid. Like, it was...
like that possum that Lee stole from his family.
I felt drained of all my energy, all my superpowers.
I'm looking for my third strike.
What was the first one?
The bat.
The bat was two.
What was the first?
Well, that's what I'm asking. You said I'm looking for my third strike.
Oh, the
what was the first?
The alpaca.
The alpaca. Me and Al are cool.
Yeah, you didn't do anything to the alpaca.
Oh, I don't know. He left.
That's true.
We don't know why, though.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
What? How do you know he's going to be back?
Well, we'll see. He'll be back.
Be
I know.
Al?
Me and Al are tight like that.
Is it going to be Al the same guy, or is he going to be like some Uggs and you get a new
one?
Lee, honestly, how did you talk to Al when you'd walk by?
Well, I'd like to do the Sam. Hi, Al. No, but I was just like, hey, Al, what's up?
Did you ever
the alpaca do?
How you doing, Dave? How you doing today? He was chilling. He would like come up. He'd come up sometimes.
Would you pet him?
No, because the fence was in the way.
Well, and they spit too, don't they?
Some do. This guy, my Al, doesn't.
Okay.
Alpacas spit? I thought that was just camels. Yeah.
No.
Alpacas will spit too. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's no fun.
Yeah.
Well, spit back. You know, don't take that.
That's what I say. I would have did. Boy, you. They're like, what if that dog bites you? I said, I'm going to bite him back. I teach my dog.
It's like the part in Kingpin where the guy who's the snake tamer and the snake bites
my
him and he bites the snake.
My dog tried to nip yesterday. I nipped him.
You bit him back?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you bite him?
Because you got to understand. I bit him the same way he bit me. He nipped at my hand. I nipped at his paw.
His front left or right?
It was his front left.
Good.
What was his reaction?
Yeah. He was confused.
He's learning.
That's what
everyone
I'm going
watching
for.
Might have been confused.
You're teaching him.
Well, that's what I go for, though. Like, when a baby cries, like, I start crying with the baby. And then the baby stops crying. They look at you like, wait, I'm like, this is for me to do, not for you to do. It's like, it's weird, like, dichotomy of like, mental, like, you know, warfare.
You're onto something here.
I'm telling you, when a baby star, when a kid, like, is running around and they're screaming, I just start running around and screaming with them. And they're like, wait, I'm supposed to be the one that's being obnoxiously loud and this, that, and the other. And then when you do it with them and they realize like, oh, wait, this isn't bothering anybody or whatever it may be. It's like they stop. I bit my dog. I nipped at him. I nipped. He nipped. I nipped, and he looked at me like, that's for me. Like, why are you doing what I'm doing?
When I nip, you nip, we nip.
Coming up next here, it is a Wednesday tradition. It is another edition of The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and it's right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you nip. You put your teeth up on my hip, then I nip, you nip, we nip. Nip ya. Yeah. Ow!
Well, how old is this song?
Huh?
Like, what if you had to guess, when did this song come out? Because it has not aged well. This song stinks.
What do you mean it hasn't aged well? Was this one that, when you think they made it, they were like, hey,
90s, right?
30 years from now, this is going to be a banger.
Yeah, but there's some songs you hear 30 years later, you're like, all right, that still plays.
It's like mid-late 90s.
96.
Bam. Yeah.
There you go.
Didn't even reach 30 years before it started to stink out loud.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, I'm sure there's still some places where it gets really, really moisturized in the air when this song comes on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of humidity. Yeah.
Yep.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up, we'll call it a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studio. So we are going to have some changes in the NFL coming up very, very soon. And one of them is just the NFL continuing to try and save something that doesn't need to be saved. We will get into that for you again a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to our midweek awards, though, a Wednesday tradition here on the show, a reminder that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad, and then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, Lee DeLapp, who's got what?
Well, as we do each and every Wednesday, we start with the good, and you know it's a good week because we got VAR delivering it.
Yeah, you know what made this week really, really good? I got to be honest with you.
What's that?
It's Caitlin Clark, man. Like,
she's a good player.
Whoa. Whoa. Two pros. And getting the two pros song right there, the good and the bad. Caitlin Clark. Yeah, I mean, it's she's made watching the tournament very, very relevant. Now, I won't say more relevant than ever because, I mean, there has been players in the past, teams in the past. I think of the Lobos. I think of the Birds. I think of, what's my girl's name from?
That memorable, huh?
No, she's super memorable. Swing Cash. There we go. I think that there's so many great players, but Caitlin Clark has been one of the most electrifying must-see TV players. And if you haven't watched her yet, watch the tournament. We don't know if she's coming back or if she's going into the league, but she's definitely been good for March Madness.
What about Skylar Diggins? Remember her?
Skylar Diggins. Yeah. Of course. Notre Dame.
What up, ND?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
And is Caitlin, did she announce that I think she is heading to the NBA?
Did she announce
NBA
it?
After this year.
I don't know. So. That's it's clear yet.
I saw a number that she makes just under $1 million in NIL from all the different sponsorships. Which
she's got a lot, man.
Yeah.
This tournament, you've seen it.
Yeah. So. Although I find it, you know, it's a little ironic that we waited until Sam was off the show before we started paying compliments to Iowa sports.
It happens that way sometimes.
That's funny.
All right, guys. Well, you can't spell Brady without bad. Brady, what was bad
damn,
this week?
That's true, huh? Well, last night, the athletic director at the University of Kentucky, Mitch Barnhart, met with John Calipari, and he decided that John Calipari would be coming back for another season. Now, this is in large part due to a $33 million buyout that Barnhart basically put. I mean, think about it, that's after 5 years of an extension that Calipari signed in 2019. Here's what's really bad about it, though. All right. In John Calipari's own book, he wrote that, you know, Tubby Smith and Billy Gillespie only won two NCAA tourney games in 4 years, and they lost 27 games in the past 2 years. And, quote, that's not supposed to happen in Lexington. Yeah. Well, here we are, folks. And John Calipari's won one tourney game in the last 5 years, and he's lost 47 games the past four seasons. So here we are, and yet Kentucky, who's had either the top one or two class for the last decade, with the exception of the 2022 recruiting class, still seems to think that this is going to work moving forward. It's not because of NIL, all right? NIL hasn't been around that long enough, and if it, you know, to really have the type of impact that I think people are acting like it's had, this Kentucky team just has not been able to reach its potential, and it's in large part now, I think, because of lack of development, lack of adjustments in-game. But here we are. For those who are Kentucky fans, you got to deal with it for another year.
And from bad to worse, Jonas, what was ugly this week?
Let me tell you something. The prices that they charge at theme parks to take a family is disgusting.
Oh, they gave Michael Parsons a hard time for all of this. Now you coming with it.
Oh, listen, if he went down this road, then I applaud him because it's a joke what they charge to get into
it's
a theme
crazy.
Park, to eat, to sit down. Like, the prices they charge at something called Goofy's Kitchen, where you sit around at some crummy buffet. I don't eat breakfast, all right? So I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm paying $60 for it so I can get some giant stuffed animal to come around and fake like he likes my kid. Get out of my face. It's disgusting what they're doing.
Dang.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.